From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
The premise underlying the trendy proclamation that 50 is the new 30 is that there's something shamefully wrong about being 50, but not about being 30. Now that I'm 50'11", I'd like to officially declare this notion to be horse pucky. I've taken good care of myself. I'm within 7 pounds of wearing jeans I bought when I was 32, and just last Tuesday got carded at Ross to prove I was eligible for their 55 and over 10% discount. What could be more life-affirming than that? It's also true, though, that most of the stares I now get from men come from guys sporting unruly comb-overs or from those smelling a mentholatum. Even so, everyone needs love, right? But if 50 is the new 30 and 40 is the new 20, then 20 must be the new fetus. That makes death the new, well, no, death is still just death. And isn't that what the fuss is really all about? A feeble attempt to perpetrate a con upon death? But death isn't buying it. Death comes not only to the Archbishop, but to thee and me when we least expect it. Like most people, I don't want to die anytime soon. But except for not having cleaned out all my closets yet, I'm ready to go if summoned. The thing is that for the first time in my life, and not when I was 30, 40, or even 50, I finally know who I am. And I like what I know. With the help of a few random angels along my rocky sojourn from Illinois to Big Sur to San Francisco, I have miraculously found the love of my life and the work I was meant to do. Having more money would be sweet, yes, but when Mr. Death finally shows up, I plan to flash him my best smile, tell him my true age, and say, "Hey, dude, thanks for the ride." With a perspective, I'm Rosie Sorensen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.